Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the beautiful studios of KKNW here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States on 1150 AM. I want to thank everyone so much for their wonderful love and support and for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular spiritual metaphysical radio shows in the world, with over 250,000 listeners over 200 countries. The purpose of this show is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this world a better place. I just returned from Mount Shasta late last night, and I'm still floating around from the experience. Wow, what an amazing time. Mount Shasta is now in the fourth and higher dimensions. And when I was there, I was also floating around in the higher dimensions. I feel like I'm floating right now around maybe just below fourth dimension, a little bit above fourth dimension. It's kind of hard to get myself grounded, but anyway, I'll do my best to stay in focus so I can do the show. If I float away, I'm sure Eric, my producer, will let you know. When I was there, I was invited aboard a Pleiadian mothership by Pleiadian Admiral Halosaurus. The ship itself was half organic and half metallic. There were multicolored consoles everywhere around the vessel, and the crew controlled the ship with both their consoles and their thoughts. The ship itself was organic, and it was alive, from what I was told by Admiral Halosaurus. I had a long conversation with him, and he was there. He said he was there to protect all of my group who was with me at the mountain. And they also continued to protect everyone on their way home. So I appreciate his help so much. He's actually with me today. I'm not going to be bringing him on the show today, though. I will be bringing Admiral Halosaurus on my show tomorrow, which broadcasts from San Francisco. He'll be coming on at 11 a.m. Pacific time and staying with me till 12 noon. Also on tomorrow's show, I have a live video of a what's called a mantis UFO. And the picture windows were so large in this vessel that you could actually see inside the UFO and see the entities walking around inside the ship. It's an amazing video. My friend Derek from Los Angeles took it. He was on the trip with his permission. I'm going to be playing it tomorrow, so you can watch it on BBS Radio, and it's pretty amazing. The ship itself split. It first appeared white, and then it split into four different dots. And then it turned red, and then the four dots came together as one, and then they split again. And the next thing I knew, we were all seeing the huge picture windows of this mantis UFO. I said mantis because it looked like insects inside of this this craft. And I checked with my my Pleiadian friends, and they said and confirmed it was a mantis. It was a mantis ship, but they were benevolent, and so it was just amazing. So we got it on film. And I'll be playing that tomorrow on BBS Radio. It was amazing. Also, to listen to my new show in San Francisco, please go to https://bbsradio.com. That's boyboysamradio.com/out-of-this-world-radio. And click on the purple listen button for BBS Radio Station 1. Today, I'll be bringing in... For today's show, I'll be bringing in Martha Childress of the Natural Choice Network and Lane McLaughlin of the Washington Clean Water Foundation here in Seattle. We'll be talking about our efforts to continue to get clean water and food to the Hopi. So far, we've raised over $3,000 to help the children and elderly get food on the Hopi Reservation in Arizona, and over $34,000 for clean water filters for both the Hopi and Navajo Indians in Arizona. Your contributions really help, and 100% of all monies collected go directly, either for food or clean water filters for the Hopi. To give you an idea of some of the costs, $125 will buy a wonderful clean water filter for the Hopi that'll last for many years, and it'll take out. There's been a problem on the Hopi Reservation and Navajo too, with radioactive radiation water, radiation in the water, as well as arsenic of all things. And it's decreased their longevity. The average longevity on the Hopi Reservation is around, I think it's 42 or 44 for men and mid-50s for women. And a lot of it's due to this bad water. But we can make a difference. And the way you make a difference we get these clean water filters, and they can drink clean water. And that's just amazing. The other thing that they've had trouble with recently is the virus, of course, has shut down food supplies to the reservation, to the Hopi reservation, especially on the first mesa and the second mesas. But we've been doing well fundraising, and I want to thank everyone, especially Paul in Spokane, his beautiful family, Deborah in Brazil, as well as so many other people. I know Michiko Hayashi's been also raising money in Japan for this as well. But about $600-$700 will buy enough food for several dozen families, 100 or 200 people, on the Hopi Reservation. And what Martha does is that she buys the food at Walmart and other stores in Flagstaff. And I really want to thank Walmart for their wonderful contribution as well and all their help. They give her a lot of good service. And then she either meets the Hopi there if the reservation's closed, or she'll drive up if the reservation's open, and she'll go ahead and deliver this food. And it does get distributed well. It also goes to help pay for sanitizers to help them protect them against the virus. And so if you'd like to help, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. When I started my radio show 7 years ago in November of 2013, the purpose of my show and life work has always been to make this world a much better and happier place. And I want to thank everyone so much who supported my radio show all these years. I've been offered new opportunities in the San Francisco Bay Area, as well as Miami, Florida, Phoenix, Arizona, and Vienna, Austria, to name a few. So I will be leaving with a lot of reluctance. I will be leaving KKNW next month sometime. I still have to work out the right dates, but I will continue. The show will continue with BBS Radio in San Francisco. And I want to especially thank Eric, my producer, and Eric Crema, my manager, for all their wonderful support all these years. They've been absolutely wonderful to work with, and I could not have done my show without their support. I also want to thank my dear friend Carol for helping me and continuing to help me with the website and all the work, wonderful work that she does for the show. I could not do it without her wonderful help. My new show has been broadcasting already on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 12 noon Pacific time on BBS Radio in the San Francisco Bay Area. To listen, please go to their website at https://BBSRadio, that's boyboysamradio.com/out of this world, and click on the purple live button for BBS Radio Station 1. If you don't have a computer, that's no problem. You can also listen to the new show by calling either area code 701-719-4207, and I'll repeat that, either 701-719-4207 or 712-775-6619 or 712-775-6619. You can also use Skype to access the show with this address, BBS Radio. That's Boy Boy Sam Radio, and that'll get you right in. Then on Monday, July 27th, at 9 p.m. Central European Time, or I believe that's 9 p.m. Central European Time or 12 noon Pacific Time here in Seattle, I will start broadcasting on Radio Soul International in Vienna, Austria, in both English and in German, auf Deutsch. To my knowledge, this is the first spiritual and metaphysical radio program in Central Europe, and the program will be heard in Austria, Southern Germany, and in Switzerland. Information on the new show will be on my website soon at outofthisworld1150.com. And you can listen online to this show. I'll give you the website. It's onlineradiobox.com/AT/RadioSoul, RadioSoul and then LANG equals EN, English. I know that's a lot, but you can always go to my website and listen there. Then on Friday, August 7th, 2020, at 6 p.m. Eastern Time or 3 p.m. Seattle Time, I will start broadcasting on WWNN in Miami, Florida. I'll be simultaneously broadcasting on 3 FM stations and 1 AM station at 95.3 FM, 96.9 FM, 103.9 FM, and AM 1470. Maybe it's easiest just to remember AM 1470. To listen online, please go to https://FM, that's Frank Mom, FM Money Talk Radio.com /category/ons-air, and click the Listen Live button at the bottom of the page during the show. My first guest on WWN in Miami will be Mr. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I'm sure you'll enjoy his interview. WWNN Radio in Miami, Florida has approximately 400,000 listeners. It is the largest and most powerful radio station in Florida with 50,000 watts. From the Florida Keys in the south to the Georgia border in the north. The show will be on every Friday, and I hope you can listen. If you have any questions for Mr. Kennedy, please email me at outofthisworld1150.com, and I'll be happy to ask him on the air. After the show, the recording from the show will be available, of course, on my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com. When I was in Mount Shasta, Eric, thank you so much for getting Martha on the line. We'll get to her in just a minute. When I was at Mount Shasta, I had some really amazing experiences. Mount Shasta is now in the getting close to the fifth dimension, and the vibrations there are very, very high, and actually much, much higher than they were last year. I don't know if I said this before last week, but every person that was with me on the trip experienced what I call a miracle healing. They were either healed spiritually of things they needed to be healed or physically of things that they needed to be healed. If you missed this trip, I'll be going back again to Mount Shasta August 27 to September 3rd, and you're welcome to join if you like. The cost is just $200 per person. It covers for camping and some food. And if you're interested in coming, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Again, that's outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can call me in the United States here at 509-750-9793, or toll free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. We always see lots of Sasquatch, and we did this time. We always meet Adam and the people of Telos, and we certainly did this time. And I've been so lucky and fortunate to also come in contact with Admiral Halosaurus and the Pleiadians, who are also there. The ship of thank you, Eric, for letting me know. The mothership of Admiral Halosaurus is huge. It's like in a rectangular pattern, and there's a big bright white light in the middle of it, and you can actually see it from the campsite at Mount Shasta when we're there. But anyway, they also protected us, all of us, on our trips home. So I want to thank him so much for their help and also for protecting us. I wanted to tell everyone, I'll to be honest with you, I need some help in my teeth, and so I'm looking for a good dentist to help me. I can trade services for the dental work and also pay, but if you know of someone who can help me, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Again, that's outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I need some dental work on my teeth, and I would really appreciate any advice. Or you can call me at 509-750-9793. I've also been getting a huge volume of emails and interest in my new shows. I'm getting an average of anywhere between 30 and more, 40 emails per day. And I need an assistant. And if there's anyone out there who would like to help me with my work, it's mostly administrative work, I would love your help. I can trade for services and also pay for help. If you know of anyone, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. That's outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can call me at 509-750-9793. If you missed my Galactic Wisdom Conference in March, the entire conference is now available on Crowdcast for just $50. You can just go to my website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com and just click on the live stream tab. You can listen to Simon Parks, James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy, Michiko Hayashi, The Moto Peace Project, Professor Jerry Pollack of the Fourth Phase of Water, as well as Alex Collier of the Andromeda Complex. Finally, I'd like to thank the many wonderful sponsors of this show, especially Corey and Saul and Kirkland for their fantastic support, as well as my friends Jessica and Randy Mercer Island, Mary and Elias in Costa Rica, Bradley and Jem in London, England, Dan and Ursula and Manuela in Switzerland, Jan Eric and Emma Louise in Norway, and Tom Palladino and everyone around the world who've helped me raise consciousness and make this world a better place. We're also looking for additional sponsors for the show. Any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services in over 200 countries. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website, provides wonderful support. I also have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who've passed on, or contact your angelic guides, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I also have copies of my book, Messages from the Masters, Messages from Albert Einstein, Nostradamus, President Kennedy, and many others on our beautiful, bright future. The book is just $20 and includes a free brief reading from yours truly. And if you'd like a book, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I also do readings for people, and if you'd like to get in touch with your relatives or friends who've passed on, please email me, and I'd be happy to give you a good reading. My trip to Peru has been postponed to October, when I'll be taking a small group of people to visit some of the world's most spiritual places, Machu Picchu, Cusco, Ollantaytambo, Pisac, the Sacred Valley, the Nazca Lines, and Paracas, as well as the Rainbow Mountain. If you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And with that, I'd like to bring on my good friends, Leon McLaughlin and Martha Childress. Leon and Martha, how are you doing today, my friends?
Just fine.
I'm doing great,
man. Good, good, good. I wanted to tell you, I texted Valletta this morning. She's a coordinator for the Hopi tribe on getting food supplies, and she's busy today. Can't come on, but Ernest, our friend Ernest, Hopi elder, will be calling in a few minutes. But thanks. Thank you so much for coming on short notice. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, very, very happy. In fact, I was up there with Valletta this morning, and this time what we ended up getting them instead of food or cleaning supplies was actually puzzles and cards and activities, because that seems to be
fun.
The community is in the most need of right now. Yeah.
We'll good.
Be back on the food and the cleaning supplies next week. But right now, since they're still on just complete shutdown, it's really their, you know, their spirits and their minds that wants exercise. And actually, it was really cute because Valletta's daughter was there too, and we had like two grocery carts filled with basketballs. So not just mind games, but also good stuff to keep them busy too. So.
You guys are just angels.
Teacher,
that's my own.
It just made sense.
Yeah, my only word for you are angels. That's what I think.
Oh.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
it,
what
it's
I think.
It's our pleasure, but it was really cute for Valletta's daughter to be there too, and she was already ready to shoot some hoops in the grocery cart.
Oh, really? Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, that's great. That's great. Oh, and one thing I forgot to ask, I will be asking Bob Satayakam, who's a native elder with the Puyallup tribe, to join us at the very end of the hour as well. He's a wonderful man. Yeah, but I really like Bob. But anyway, he'll be coming on later. But well, that's good. You know, I think in addition to being hygiene for the virus, it's also good to keep your mind active. And I'm so glad you did that. That's great. That's great. Well, thank you. Thank you, Martha. We did get some money in this week. I want to thank Carol in England for sending her contribution. Appreciate it. And there has been some others coming in now, too. So did they have any more requests for what they needed there on the reservation?
Oh, well, there's still, you know, the ongoing, you know, fresh and perishable foods for sure. Especially right now, but at least that's easier to get now than when we first started this effort. You know, the stores are pretty well supplied now, but it's just a question of, you know, Valletta, just bless her soul too, everything she coordinates on their end, because they're actually hand delivering and going out to, you know, each individual house, especially of the elders and those most in need. And so a lot of those people that have been helping out, you know, are some of the kids and the younger people too, that, you know, it's a much broader scope right now with everyone going stir crazy. So everyone's going to be able to partake in the games and whatnot too. So this is a nice little fun little treat. And of course, Valletta's a school teacher. And so I'm like this is brilliant. Only a teacher would have thought of that, right?
Right. Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
So, yeah, so the needs are ongoing there, but as I say, the most immediate need, you know, with food and cleaning supplies, and, you know, this is just like an extra supplement, and I'll be up there again next week for more food and cleaning supplies.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I'll send you the money that I've collected so far as soon as I can get to the post office, probably Monday. Tomorrow, too. Yeah, they're open tomorrow. Yeah, I can send it up tomorrow, too. So for those of you who'd like to donate, 100% of all monies go right to the Hopi for Food. We do all this on a volunteer basis. And Martha, bless her heart, drives up from her home and goes to, I think, Walmart, Flagstaff. And I want to thank
Flagstaff,
Walmart.
Yeah, or Sam's, or wherever we want to
name. Yeah. So I got to thank Walmart too, because they've been great. They've been really helpful, and the management there, staff and management, has been bending over backwards to fulfill the requests. So, anyone who'd like to help, just you can send it to me PayPal using out of this world 1150@gmail.com. If you send it by PayPal, just hit the friends and family option, because then there's no processing fees. But or you can just, you know, send a check or money order to me at Ted Marr at P.O. Box 5331, Lacey, Washington 98509, and I'll get it. Or anyway, with that,
we've also got a donate button on naturalchoice.net as well.
Good.
Go through our community too. So
it's
whatever's easiest to remember.
Okay, good. Well, it's hard for me to keep up. There's so much going on.
Well, it's nice that we're getting all these, you know, these new avenues, I'm anxious to talk to Leon too, because see, you know, the progress they're making too, because that's still the huge, huge need still for water as well. That situation has not gone away. So, we're still working on that too.
Okay. Great. Okay, great. Well. Please hold on there, Martha. I want to bring on Leon. Leon, how are you doing today, my friend?
Everything's going great, Ted. Excited about us putting those new filters that we're working on for the Hopi and Navajo tribes, talking to the manufacturers. They're excited. So, we are going to have a conference call with the manufacturers next week about making those stronger filters for the Hopi and Navajo tribes. So we're very excited on this end.
Okay. Wonderful. Now, Leon, you've been working on a fundraiser for them in September. Is that right? How's that coming along?
It's going pretty well. We're working with Sparkman Winery in Washington, they're very excited. I know with the COVID thing, but we're hoping that we'll be in that phase where we can have a fundraiser there. But if not, we got a plan B where we'll do a virtual fundraiser if we can't do just having our, you know, groups like Cirque du Soleil and the other groups there. So we do have a plan B in case we're not in that phase four. So that's a good thing also.
Well, as they say in radio, the show must go on. So good.
That's good.
Leon, are they also going to have a virtual option too? So the virtual will probably be happening either way, so people can still donate if they can't come or are not feeling comfortable going out yet?
Yes, we're going to do that also. And also, even if we go virtual, they can order wine and watch the show virtually as they're ordering wine.
Well, that's good.
They can put their little blanket out and have their little picnic and
their backyard. Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Share the spirit. I really miss a lot of those wineries being open. That was always so nice, and to hear concerts and to be outside. So it would be really neat for people if they couldn't come to the winery, and if it was virtual, to still experience it out in nature.
Yeah. Well, good times are ahead of us. That's what all my spirit friends say. So I know this. But they said that also that we would have challenges. So we're in the middle of the challenge now, and I know things will get better. So it's always nice to get confirmation from the other side, from my spirit friends. Martha, tell us. I want to talk to you, and then go to Leon about the food. How are they doing on the food? They still need the supplies, right? I mean, the shipments help the fresh vegetables. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And we kind of rotate between the canned goods and the perishables and that sort of thing, depending on, you know, what booths are on the ground ready to distribute. Obviously, the canned goods can, you know, have a longer shelf life, and they're able to kind of do that in more phases. So when we do the fresh goods, it's got to be really, really organized and kind of get down to kind of the absolute day. So we'll do it that morning when we know there's enough people in place to do the distribution that afternoon. So that's why, you know, I'm up there fairly regularly, because we're kind of rotating through their needs to kind of keep everything rolling along.
Sure, sure. I talked to Leon and Martha. I talked to Ernest Tahoe, our friend down in down at Hopi this morning, and he's out putting in water filters now. So, which is good. And boy, I really like Ernest. I guess it's been tough. They've had an increase in cases down there. Ernest is supposed to call in here. Yeah, he's supposed to call in, but I know it depends upon transmissions and whatnot, whether he can make it. So anyway, but part of it, I think, is that, you know, they say that there's been a rise in the virus incidences down there. But part of it, I think, is building up their immune system. And you do that by getting good food to them so they can have better nutrition. Yep. So we're actually helping them. I think so. And then also with your games, it's not only better nutrition, but also mental energy as well, getting out there and having fun. I mean, you know, I used to play cards a long time ago, but it was fun. It was fun.
Yeah.
And all those games, you know. So I remember.
Something else that they were, that maybe if anybody could do, and I know last time you had people like make a direct donations, but we had a hard time finding puzzles, good old-fashioned puzzles. Yeah, and that's a really nice thing. Yeah, puzzles.
Well, so listen.
You know, people have access to puzzles, or people want to send puzzles, that's something that's, you know, that's wonderful, because then they can just leave those out on the table, and, you know, the whole family and everyone can do it at their own pace. But they would really like some puzzles, and we haven't found them, or at least not much quantity. But, yeah, it's surprising how few, how hard it is to find puzzles these days.
Well, you know, I have a lot of the thrift stores been closed, so it's hard to get in, but I remember seeing them at different thrift stores. So if anybody's got access to a thrift store and wants to donate to the Hopi, go ahead and buy away, and then just get a hold of me, and we'll get you an address to send them down to. That would be fun. That would be fun. You know, old Monopoly games and all kinds of stuff. They can just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or give me a call here in the States at 509-750-9793. I mean, even they could get like checkerboards or chessboards, card games, all kinds of stuff. That's interesting.
We got a lot of cards. It's really important that all that stuff was really clean, you know, so people, so we would probably prefer not to have used at this point. You know, with the COVID and, you know, their vulnerabilities, but
sure.
You know, if anything's still in its package, you know, that would be terrific. And, you know, puzzles are great. And as I say, they also bring the whole family together too. So
Martha, this is a joke.
Great, yeah.
This is a joke, but why couldn't we just take some of the old, if they're used games, just throw them in the washing machine and lots of detergent, wash them out and then dry them out. Wouldn't that be good too? Nice and clean.
Well, you could with the pieces, but not the cards.
Well, you could do that. Yeah, that would be good. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Well, Leon, tell us some good news about the water filters. I think people should know about the kind of work you're doing, especially how they take out the radiation and uranium out of the water supply down there. If you could tell us that and
So what we're doing, we developed the filter that actually takes out arsenic-3, arsenic-5, and uranium, which they have in their water, and we're going to make a stronger filter to even be where when they have to change the filters and change them every 4 to 5 months, we're going to try to see if we can put a stronger filter that would actually, they wouldn't have to change it for a year. But normally our filters go for a year, but by them having that uranium in their water and arsenic along with 100 other contaminants, we're actually developing a heavy-duty filter that, like I said, would last for a year instead of every 6 months, 4 to 6 months on the change. But that's just horrible that they have that in their water. Because where else? I mean, uranium, come on. Arsenic, 3, 5, that's just horrible that they're drinking that kind of water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's awful.
Right.
But I'm happy that the manufacturers are happy about actually joining us to develop a filter like that. So right now we're waiting on a water sample from the point of entry. Once we get that water sample, we take it straight to the manufacturers, and now we're working on developing that heavy-duty filter.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay, great. Great.
Yeah, and
you know,
both that they're really interested now in helping Leon. You know, you're not just like another one in a row. You know, that
right.
they're looking at it as a priority because they know how bad it is.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
It's good to get those guys involved, even donating extra filters. They're even talking about that. So we'll have a fundraiser. We'll purchase so many, and then the manufacturers is even looking at donating so many. So we got them on board, which is great.
Well, perfect. You know something, there's so many good people out there in this world, and they all want to help and make this world a better place. And, you know, just to listen to you guys and the stuff you're doing just makes me feel so good. It really does. So I'm so happy that you're doing that. And also, too, I want to tell you, I do remote viewing, and I can see the little angel wings on back of your backs, too. You should sit more carefully. You don't want to ruffle your feathers too much, but I can see you. The halos you're wearing, the little, you know, the circle above your head. So anyway, thank you.
I've been checking my halo every morning, Ted. I look in the mirror and check my halo to see if it's still there.
Oh, that's good.
That's
good. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. So I'm glad. I'm glad.
I knew you would like that.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny. That's funny. That's funny. Well, I think Ernest sometimes, our friend Ernest down at the Hopi Reservation, sometimes it's hard for him to get a good connection.
Yeah, connections are really, really spotty there. And we've been having some extreme heat here as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another, you know, good reason that they have a lot to keep them busy. Because it is much harder to get around.
I've heard the temperature now in Sedona in Arizona is 150 degrees Fahrenheit. Is that true?
Thank God, no.
Am I close?
But it was up to like 116 in Phoenix, and it gets a lot hotter up by the reservations too. Flagstaff is cooler, but in Sedona we got up to 106. Which is very high for here too. So, yeah, I mean, with all the things, you know, even kind of in relationship to, you know, how weather is changing and everything else, it's just so important that we really do the best we can to kind of pay attention to what's going on in our environment and what we can do to help and mitigate it however possible. And I know all these water units are, it's wonderful that we're getting the opportunity to at least get them clean water. But the root issues for why it was polluted in the first place, you know, still has to be, addressed. And I know that if Ernest was on, he would probably want everyone to know about the, what's the foundation to the Blackfoot or?
The Black Mesa Trust.
Black Mesa Trust. Thank you, Leon.
Yeah, we're working.
BlackMesaTrust.org. That
right.
really kind of addresses, you know, the longer term solutions and find ways to help support them. Because their aquifers and everything, you know, they're even starting to threaten some sacred sites. And as they say, the Hopis are, you know, the ancient wisdom keepers. I mean, they meditate and pray for the entire planet every day. They're not in the casino business, so they really right. do need our help.
Yeah, they do. That's
exactly.
the difference.
And
between...
we're also working on some grants we're talking to them about. So we're going to work with Black Mesa Trust on getting grants. We're talking
Perfect.
To donors along with the fundraising. And if anybody is a grant writer out there, contact us. My website is www.cleanwaterfoundationwa.org, or they can contact you, Martha, at naturalchoice.net or you, Ted. So we're looking for grant writers. We're looking for anybody to come in to join us on this mission to bring clean, fresh drinking water to the Hopi and Navajo tribes out there.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. I've actually written
yeah.
grants before. I can help if you want me to. Just let me know what I can do.
That would be totally awesome.
Yeah.
There's so many ways to help. And I think, you know, especially when things are frustrating, I know when things are kind of challenging, actually doing something for somebody else is,
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, it's been proven in all kinds of studies, too.
Yeah.
Is good for depression. I mean, everything. I mean, it's
right.
It's
right.
a really good way, you know, a win-win as far as, you know, an opportunity to feel good and do good at the same time.
Right, right. It makes you feel better than a six-pack of beer on a hot summer day.
Well, it depends on how hot it is out.
Well, anyway, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's true. I forgot about the scientific studies. But Are there has anyone? I don't know how they work this, but I mean, some of these food stores might want to make a contribution as well. I don't know what their supplies are like, but just as an idea, I know Walmart's been very helpful down in Flagstaff, but just another idea as to we could get them some more food.
There's more people out there that and more organizations that are also helping, you know, with the food situation on the reservation and clothing and that sort of thing.
Right.
As I say, for specifics, you know, please, you know, if you want to just donate to the water, to getting more water units, go to Leon's website, the Clean Water Foundation of WA.org, or you can go to naturalchoice.net again, and we have, obviously, on our homepage, you know, just a donate banner there, too. So that is, you know, that's there's not a whole lot of people. In fact, I don't think very, very few people are addressing the water situation on the reservation. So
right.
That probably is singularly the most important thing to bring attention to.
Sure. About the games, did they approach you and say, hey, we're bored at home, could you get us some games? How did you find out about the games?
Well, that was the lead up, which was through, you know, through the community, you know.
Oh,
and I think
okay.
A lot of that too was her being a, you know, since she's a teacher, you know, we've seen the mm-hmm. restlessness, and you know, and this has a lot of experience with that and those values
mm-hmm.
of keeping
mm-hmm.
the mind active and busy. And and then, as they say, just having like the basketballs and the baseballs and the things just to keep them active as well. And a lot of those things are, you know, things that people take for granted. You know, a lot of people take for granted. It's like,
right,
you know,
right.
their stuff around the house, or you know, they've got basketballs, they've got all this stuff. Well, you know, unless they're at their rec centers and things, which were all closed right now, they don't have that stuff available individually. So,
oh, sure, right.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. So. Yeah, so the community was, you know, spoke, and mm-hmm. you know, Valita was listening to, and with her recommendations, I thought it was a great idea. I'm like, why didn't I think of that? So I'm glad that we're working on those lines as well. And
okay,
it's
good.
Very multifaceted. Good. All the needs they have there.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah, if anybody's got any kind of old games around the house, Monopoly game, whatever you got, just, you know, send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or give me a ring at 509-750-9793 here in the United States, and we'll get them to them somehow. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, just there's, make sure they're clean, or, you know, that, you know, everything has been sanitized, because we don't want to bring any germs
sure.
onto the reservation either.
Sure,
so,
sure.
So just be responsible with that if you're doing
I want to tell everybody, I've got a bunch of shungite that was donated for the clean water. And a wonderful lady, let me get her name here, I've been so busy, but she donated with Derek Condit's help out of Mount Vernon. He specializes in shungite. They said that if you put a little bit of shungite in a glass of water, it'll clean out the radiation for it and raise the vibration, so it's very healthy water. So between the water filters and the shungite, this will really help the Hopi. Anyway, I've got like almost $2,000 worth of shungite to deliver down to them. Plus, I've got a ton of books for the new library, a whole bunch of stuff. So I'm going to try to make it down next month in August down there, drive down. And are you going to be around? Martha, I'll stop by and see you if you're there.
Yeah, no, you've got a place to stay. We've got I'm going to be gone the first 2 weeks of August.
Okay,
but after that, I'll be around.
All right.
So
okay.
The
well,
latter part of August.
Okay. Well, I'll send you a telepathic message when my plan's finalized. So.
Okay, I'll be listening.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Okay. Great. I wanted to ask Leon, tell people about your work, about getting these new water filters, and why it's been somewhat of a challenge with the manufacturer to get the right water filters for the Hopi.
Well, basically, it was because we had filters that was part of the land with just had arsenic, 3, and no uranium, and then part had uranium and arsenic, 5, and now all of the reservation got uranium, arsenic, 3, and arsenic, 5. So that's where the issue came when we had a number of units where there were no uranium, and we developed these filters for that portion, and somehow, I guess, the whole area got contaminated with the uranium, with arsenic 5 and arsenic 3. So that's where the issue was at. And now we said, okay,
yep.
So we said, hey, let's do another water sample. Now that we know the whole area have the uranium with arsenic 3 and arsenic 5, and go to the point of entry. So we're going to get the samples from the point of entry. That way it won't be no mystery, and the new filters will be both arsenic 5, arsenic 3, and uranium.
Oh, my goodness.
I see. And I want you to point out, too, Leon, that these filters didn't exist before because the manufacturer wasn't aware of the need. Because the Hopi are fairly specialized. They've got serious, very serious water pollution problems.
Yeah. And we had no idea. I mean, this was new territories for me all the way. You know, we're in 32 different countries. Never ran into a situation like this. So this was brand new for all of us.
Right. I remember when we talked about this, what, about 2 years ago? Was it a little over 2 years ago? And we had you on my show, and you started talking about all your wonderful work you do in Africa. And then I said, what about the United States?
And I was totally shocked that it was, you know, contaminated water like that in the U.S.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
You think it's Chernobyl or something, but not, you know, the Indian reservations.
Well, I was with Ernest about a year ago, and he said, Ted, let's go down to the, I think it was Third Mesa we went to. And he said, I've got a Geiger counter, and I want you to listen to the clicks. It'll do the radiation. So he pulls off the side of the road, nondescript place just outside of this gas station, and he walks up to this cliff area, the rocks, and he said, listen.
Yeah.
He turns it on, and he puts the Geiger counter right next to these rocks, and the thing goes bananas. I mean, it's loud, and I thought, oh, my God. He says, yeah, it's very hot here. And it's right on the surface.
Some of the places that we could even just see on the rocks, the staining.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
It was all over the place. He was just pointing it out, you know.
And
I mean, it's visible, so imagine how bad it is if it even becomes visible.
Oh, yeah. If it's that bad, they really need some help. But the longevity of people on the reservation is very low, so it's very low. So anyway, have you heard about that, by the way?
Well, Leon, because most of the other countries and the situations where you're designing filters, it's more kind of bacterial oriented,
exactly.
Right? Isn't that?
I mean,
yeah, there's these
that's exactly right.
New.
So even though we have filters that take out bacteria and contaminants, this was all the way new by this uranium and this arsenic 5. I mean, we got reverse osmosis systems. If we need to put that in, that's why we're going to work with the grants. We got UV light systems that, you know, take out viruses and contaminants, and even the special filters that we did with the uranium and arsenic, but we didn't know the levels was that high. So that's why we're coming in with this new filter, and that's why we need all the people that we can get, even if people, and it's even if they donate, say, $150, $125, purchases a water unit, they get 4 water units. We put their name on it like a legacy. So, you know, we just need everybody we can get to join us on this situation that we're dealing with, and we'll find out what the new filter cost would be. Once we get that point of entry. So that's where we're at right now.
Dan, tell them how many gallons, like a gallon a minute comes out of these water filters for up to 30 years. I mean,
exactly.
Units,
so
and as long as the water filters change once a year.
There.
Yeah.
Yep. And like Martha said, you know, you're looking at a gallon a minute. The unit lasts you for 30 years. So you're looking at $150. You got a water unit that's going to last them for 30 years. And you got a gallon a minute, you change the filter after every 10,000 gallons of water has been used. So it's a really good machine.
Yeah. So a little bit goes a long, long
way.
They're very prolific. Yeah.
Hello.
Thank you, guys.
Hello.
Disconnected again. We're back.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, sorry about
like
that. Yeah, Bob keeps
line is coming again.
Yeah, Bob is dialing the wrong number for the show. So I hope we can. He keeps calling my number, and he needs to call the studio. But I'll call the studio. Yeah, I'll just send him this.
Yeah.
Okay,
like I said,
there
we
go.
If we can get some grant writers in, that'll be great because we need it. And we're working with the Black Mesa Trust. If anybody want to donate us a tax write-off, $125, buy a machine. I mean, so it's affordable, and you're helping people because imagine they got kids drinking contaminated water, you know, arsenic, uranium, and it's little babies drinking it along with everybody else. So,
yeah, right. That's tough.
Leon, you've had like young kids just do little lemonade stand fundraisers. Every little bit helps. It's a great idea and a great, you know, especially in the summer to get kids involved and maybe do little neighborhood fundraising and that sort of thing. There's all kinds of ways people can help. But Joshua raised a lot of money for you, and he was just the kid from New York, right?
Yeah, kid from New York, 12 years old, and we put in like 20 water units that he did selling cookies at his school.
That's wonderful.
The lemonade stand. Little Joshua,
I used to know a family at the University of Wisconsin years ago who the guy had lost his teaching job at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. And so his family and his wife got together and they thought, well, what can we do? They said, well, let's bake cookies. And last time I heard, they were making 90,000 plus a year, 100,000 a year, baking and selling cookies on the campus. So they're doing quite well. So, I mean, that's a great idea if you're in a place where you got a lot of volume of people. You know, there's a lot of ways to make money. So anyway.
Yeah. And it's a great cause. And if anybody wants to do something like that, we can probably put something together.
Sure.
You know, a PDF or a flyer or something that kind of explains the situation. And, you know, help them out as well. So I'll talk to Carolyn about that. And we can maybe make it easy for someone if they want to do fundraisers, some information they can have.
Sure. If they bake cookies for us, for the Hopi that we ask that 10% be devoted to each of us so we have, you know, something to munch on. I'm just kidding, of course. But anyway, if especially chocolate chip, probably 20% then, not 10, 20%. Leon and Martha, Bob Satai comes on the line. I invited on because he's a wonderful fellow,
right?
And his specialty is water. Yeah, go ahead, Eric, and put Bob on the line. Bob, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hey, Bob, how you doing there?
I'm doing well. I'm walking the downtown streets of Olympia, Washington.
You are? Really? My goodness.
I am near my brother. I am near the well, the water well.
Oh, good. Are you doing a ceremony there today?
Every time I'm near that water, brother, it's a ceremony. You already know that.
All right. Well, for my listeners, I want to introduce Bob Satayakim. He's an elder with the Nisqually tribe in Tacoma, Washington. He's a wonderful man, and he's devoted his life to water issues. And that's why I think he does great work. Well, Bob, if you're going to be there a little later, I could maybe join you. I'd give you a call. I don't know how long you'll be there, but...
know. Only the wind knows when it comes to Robert Satayakim. And I'm with the Puyallup tribe of Indians, which is in Tacoma. And thank you for introducing me, Ted. I'm out here meeting a friend who's opening up a bigger gallery just across from the Olympia Capitol Theater here. And he opened up the space to me, and so I'm just checking it out right now. So I came back to my car to speak with you.
Oh good. Well, I wanted to introduce you to two angels. That one's Martha Childers, Natural Choice Network, and Liam McLaughlin of the Washington Clean Water Foundation. They're angels because they help with clean water and getting food to the Hopi down in Arizona. And I just want to introduce you to both of them.
Thank you very much for introducing me to you.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
More
meet you.
Of water. Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm going to hold you, all three of you, over past the top of the hour, which ends in about 5 minutes. But Bob, tell us about the importance of water. I know you have a lot of wisdom about water. Tell us why we should care about water issues.
Well, I think I could say a bazillion beautiful things about it, but it always renders down to all needs it. And so when you think about the word all, which is like just a simple word nowadays, you know, we're all for it and all this, that, but all means the all. That's the us, the we, the you and the me, the all, the wing, the fin, the creepy crawls, the four-leggeds, everything in the all, the bushes, the plant kingdom, the rock kingdom, the all need the water.
Mm-hmm.
Inhabitants need habitat. Habitat needs water. Inhabitants need water. Everybody, everything, and everyone needs water. Why? Because water is what? Water is the creator of what? Of all things, and the maker of all things, and the gifter of all life. That's why it is important and necessary for clean water. And clean water needs its natural filters, the plant kingdom, the rock kingdom, these realms to purify, to sanctify, ordain, and anoint, and to be the medicinal property element that water is, right? It's the one that checks the pH balance, the acidification balance, the temperature, the cooling, the cleansing of this, of the marine life, the submarine life, the sea life, the seawater, the ocean. And that's what we are. We're splish, splashes, and drips and drops of seawater. We are salt water, you know, not fresh water. And somebody in the background there is having an issue. And we're all in situations like that here. So you can hear the person screaming behind me, barking at the moon.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right.
Plant is her, you know, and like in a courtroom when somebody's out of sorts, they say, here, you know, here's a glass of water, not a glass of milk or a soda pop or Gatorade or a Monster drink. You know, it's water,
right.
You know. And,
that
resettles people down and reshapes the uniform shape that we are and how we should be, you know. And so that's the importance of water to me, that everybody and everything needs it. And it has to be clean water to ingest.
Mm-hmm.
I watch the rivers pour into the oceans, brother. You know what I'm saying? There's unconditional love right there. And we're seeing a little bit more of that unconditional love during this COVID-19 situation that the all is in and experiencing right now, where there's a heightened greater understanding and appreciation, tolerance, and patience for one another.
Right. Well, one of the messages that we've got about 2 minutes before we have to take a break, but one of the messages that President Kennedy gave me last month is that the amount of positive light on the planet here has increased from 65% in January of this year to 85% now. So people, there's been a lot of compassion and giving for people to give each other and love each other more. So that's a good thing. So it's increased by 20%. And actually, I know it's been a challenging time for everyone now on the planet, but this entire crisis has actually accelerated our ascension, believe it or not. So there's a lot of good things happening on the planet. There's angels like Leon and you, Bob, and Martha, all making this world a better place. But we've got to take a break now. But I want, if you got the time, please hold over, and we'll. I'd like to wrap up your interviews just after the top of the hour. And with that, thank you. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. Please stay tuned for our next hour.